Hey everyone, it's Velga here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Well, they got a good line. They got good backs. It's a good tight end. Do a good job schematically. They tie in with their passing game well. So, you know, it's hard to just zero in on one thing. They do a lot of keep you off balance with some misdirection plays and RPOs, things like that. So, they're well balanced.
No more Antonio Brown in the offense, but how dangerous is the Steelers? Still, Schuster, Washington.
Yeah, they're mainly a three receiver team. They play four guys, probably play five. Johnson's healthy or app or whatever. So, but they have good depth at receiver, good depth at tight end, good depth at running back. So I'm sure we'll see, you know, a lot of those guys, however they decide to play them. But they have good depth offensively, and, you know, very good offensive line that has a lot of experience, together.
On Smith-Schuster, what are the assets that he has that makes him a tough player to cover?
I mean, he's a good player. He's instinctive, catches the ball well, he's got good size, smart, and move him around.
Did they move him around? I mean, I know they said move him around. Is that similar to what they would do with Brown when he was there? Is it sort of like the same thing, but just different person, different player?
Yeah, I mean, he's different than Brown. So they move all the receivers around. So they did it before Brown. They did it with Brown. Now they're doing it after Brown. So they move him around.
Well, Mike Tomlin said something interesting in the last few days that week one, because preparation can be more difficult, it's more about what you do than what the opponent does. Have you found that over the years, if that can be the case early in the season?
Yeah, I wouldn't argue with that. That's about what you, the big part of it's what you can do, sure.
Do you guys feel like you have a good grasp on what it is that you do well in terms of just from what you've seen this summer?
Yeah, I think everybody will start seeing that in every phase of their game. No, I don't think this summer means anything in terms of evaluating that, no.
One of the areas it looks like they've changed at least a little bit with the draft and adding Barron is it looks like they've gotten a little bit more athletic at linebacker. What kind of challenges might their speed at the second level there present for you guys?
That's pretty much the way they've always done it. So Shazier, I don't think you get much faster than him. Timmons. So Williams, Barron, Bush, Stahl, in the same family. Go all the way back to Ferrier and those guys. They've always had a lot of speed at the inside linebacker positions.
You know who's going to call plays on defense for you on Sunday?
We're going to do what's best for the team, just like we always do. That won't be any different.
J.C. Jackson mostly played outside last season, but does he have some versatility to move inside if needed?
Sure, yeah. J.C.'s got a good skill set. He can play a lot of different spots.
Mm-hmm. I know that Jacoby Myers played a lot in the slot in college. Is he also a guy that's versatile enough to move around in the offense?
He has, mm-hmm.
The other day that last season the Steelers played slightly differently offensively. A, are they typically a game plan offense? And then B, defensively, did they also play you differently last season compared to previous meetings?
Yes, differently. And I wouldn't say they, you watch them play, I wouldn't say you look at it and say, like, oh, there's a whole lot of new things. We've never seen those before. They have a lot of breadth to their system. They've been in their system for a long time. So there's a lot of breadth just built into it. They don't do everything every week. They can, you know, pick the things that they feel are best for that week and match up against you, so that from that standpoint, they do game plan for the matchups. I don't think you come out of them and say, like, well, they ran, like, you know, 20 new plays. We never saw those plays before. I don't think it's that. I think it's dress them up, put their players in favorable positions, try to create matchups against the defense, and, you know, exploit them. And so it could be anywhere from any personnel group you want. And, you know, they can line guys up in different spots. So they do a good job of that. And it creates hard matchups for the defense. And they can still continue to keep the quarterback reads the same and keep the plays, the concepts the same, but dress them up a little bit differently. Makes it hard for the defense to defend.
Bill, were you encouraged by what you saw from Isaiah Wynn toward the end of the preseason?
I think all of our players are improving. So that's what training camp's for, us to, you know, get out there and get back to the fundamentals and start to work together as units as we put those together. So, yeah, all the guys that are part of that, I think they're all getting better.
You have a lot of history against teams going against Ben Roethlisberger. What does he do that is so difficult to defend against?
He's a smart player. He does a good job of using all of his receivers. He's a hard guy to tackle. He can make all the throws.
Bill, when it comes to their defensive front, a lot of same faces that you guys saw last year, but with Hayward in particular, somebody whose length is such that, you know, he's a little bit of an extra sort of challenge because typically he's going against maybe shorter armed guys inside.
Yeah, they're all good. They're all good. I mean, Tua's long too. So they have a very good front. They're very disruptive. I mean, led the league in sacks the last 2 years. Pretty impressive. So they're very disruptive. They're good up there. It causes a lot of penalties, you know, holding penalties and things like that, which are, you know, can set the offense back. In addition to the plays that they make on tackles for loss and sacks and quarterback pressures and things like that, so that's a good group. They play hard. They're aggressive. They're well coached. So really, it's the front five. I mean, the outside linebackers or defensive ends, whatever you want to call them. You include them in it too, but yeah, the inside three are good.
Seems like the outside guys, I don't know how often they swap sides. It seemed like they're pretty consistently on one side. Dupree, I think, coming off the left tackle, and Watt on the other side. Is that true with the inside guys as well? Or are they, you know, pretty much where they're going to be on a snap-to-snap basis, or will they shift a little bit more?
Yeah, there's more movement inside.
What kind of challenge does the versatility of the two backs, Connor and Samuels, present? Whether they line them up in the backfield or flex them out and use them to pass them?
Yeah, I'd say they look at both guys probably as three down players. And as you said, they can go out and empty or be in the backfield to run the ball or pass protect. I'll say it doesn't seem to matter a whole lot which guy's in there. I don't think they're the same player, but they use them both to run, to pass protect, and to run extended routes. So, you know, it looks like they can comfortably run their offense with either guy in a game. And then they've also used some five wide receivers where they've used Switzer back there. So he's obviously a different type of player in that position, but, you know, he's played it some too, so. Those are the kind of game plan or personnel maneuvers that they use to make it harder on the defense and change your matchups, as I said, and, you know, make you decide how you want to how you want to defend different personnel groups and guys that are in different spots.
Last couple of times you've played them, would you say that they've played more man coverage defensively than maybe in the past against you guys?
Well, they do what they do. So they call man, they play man. If they call zone, they play zone. If they call blitz zone, they match it. So that's what they do.
James Conner didn't play last year. When you guys what do you expect from him? What do you kind of prepare for when it comes to him?
Yeah, he's a good back. He's hard to tackle. He's a good runner. Tough. He can handle the ball to the backfield. He's a good, solid player. So, yeah, without him, we saw some different personnel groupings. They had some success with some of that. So we might see it again, or we might not. And maybe they'll go back to Conner. I don't know. We'll just have to see.
Really? And you said both backs are three down. But is he a really different back than Samuels?
Yeah, I'd say they're different. Yeah.
How so?
Well, Samuels played a lot in the passing game. Not that he can't run the ball. Conner's played a lot more in the running game. Not that he can't catch the ball, but let's say Conner's more of a passing game back that runs. Conner's more of a running back that catches.
Do you need to go against a similar Samuels who's kind of more of a passing game back who's as big as he is?
I don't know. Le'Veon Bell was big. We can't, whatever it is, we can't control that.
Any questions?
All right, thank you.
That is Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. He is powered by the Oakers Company. Here in New England, our coach can't afford downtime with technology when the goal is another championship. And nobody does technology better than Oakers. Powering New England for over 98 years. Visit OCKERS.com. That's Oakers.com. Oakers, technology for tomorrow.
They do what they do.
That is Bill Belichick. That is his press conference. That's very businesslike, his press conference. Let's compare that to the press conference Mike Tomlin held this week.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Team.
Why don't we compare and contrast Belichick to Tomlin? You've heard Bill? No, it's here, Mike.
Let's get ready for the rest.
We'll do that next. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, everyone. It's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. Member FDIC.
Now. They got a good line. They got good backs. It's a good tight end.
Hey, everyone. It's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. Member FDIC.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Joe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Excited about getting started here in 2019. You know, we're faced with a tremendous challenge this week in the form of the New England Patriots in their venue at prime time. But just the start of the season itself is a tremendous challenge for the team. And so we're appropriately focused on a lot of things relative to us right now. We know what's waiting on us at the end of the week, but we're focused on a lot of things that are within our control, some things that we and others in our position in this week one need to sort out. I'll highlight some of them.
That's Mike Tomlin, head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. There's no better way.
Turn up, Jim.
to sort of understand the contrast between the two guys coaching these teams. Then just listen to their press conferences. That's all you got to do. I mean, you just heard that answer. That's not even being asked a question. He wasn't even asked a question there. And Mike Tomlin is, we're excited about 2019. Bill Belichick gets asked today at the start of his press conference minutes ago. Bill, after all these years, are you still excited about, you know, the opening night, the start of a new season?
Bill, after all these years, do you still get excited for the opening night?
Yeah, I like football season, all the things that go with it.
We're excited to play in prime time in the other team's venue that they call a stadium. We'll be in the venue.
We're excited about getting started here in 2019. You know, we're faced with a tremendous challenge this week in the form of the New England Patriots.
That challenge is in the form of a mold of a flying Elvis.
I like football.
Football
and football season.
Halloween comes during football season. Candy and costumes.
All right, what else did this guy say? What else did Mike Tomlin say?
He's got something on Tom Brady.
Oh. You know, obviously, if you're talking about New England, it starts with Tom Brady, their guy under center. I don't know what I can say about him that hadn't already been said. His above-the-neck game is kind of exemplifies a guy that's probably...
I've never heard that phrase before.
Well, it's mental game,
his above-the-neck game? That's a new one. That's a new way of putting that.
I refuse to say he's a smart player. The above-the-neck game I will refer to as it being a smart player.
So, again, this is without being asked a question. This is his opening statements.
Kind of exemplifies a guy that's probably been on his job for 20 years, you know? He's very thoughtful about the utilization of his eligibles.
When Baltimore does not know who the eligibles receiver is, he exemplifies the way he uses the product that will be exemplified around him.
This sounds like a guy who just wants to use words.
He'll step into a game and they'll step into a game and feature a somewhat unknown weekend. And week out, they got some known guys.
We do not know what we are prepared for at this time because they change week to week. They could be anything at any time.
They'll utilize, they got some veteran group guys, some eligibles that he works with that are really good at what they do.
Why is he calling them eligibles?
Does he not know the numbers?
Because he knows exactly
what I said when we were talking with Bert.
No, but why? Why? Why the usage of the word eligible?
He's obsessed with it.
He's very thoughtful about the utilization of his eligibles.
You know what he's doing? He's sitting there watching a Who Man play from the Baltimore game. Go. They're going to do this against us. We better be ready for an eligible tackle play.
You can see him thinking thoughtful thoughts about the thoughtfulness of other players' thoughts.
I thought he said edibles.
But it's what he's not saying by saying these other things. He didn't say between the ears. He didn't say smart. He didn't say he's got a good brain. He didn't say receivers.
I'm confused now.
It's what he's not saying.
Until I figure out what kind of tactics he's using.
Above the neck. Eligibles. He's got a very unique way of
speaking. Above the neck game.
Again, we haven't heard a single question yet. This is press conference.
He's very thoughtful about the utilization of his eligibles.
Tom says this is still the opening.
That's what I'm saying. He hasn't been asked a single question.
I go to the Felger and Mash show. Again, like they say, look at the AFC. This is one of the other.
This is who you're up against.
You have two people you're up against: Kansas City and this team.
How could you possibly pick the Steelers to win this game? Now, listen, that's not to say the Steelers don't have a shot to win the game Sunday.
That's 7.5, 8 by kick.
Not what I'm saying, because it's week one and anybody can beat anybody in the NFL, and this is one of the better teams in the AFC. I fully admit that.
We admit that.
And they could win Sunday night here in Foxborough.
Of course.
But how could you, using the evidence you have at your disposal, go into this one and say, I think the Steelers are going to win Sunday night in Foxborough? How could you arrive at that conclusion?
All right.
Because now, I can't.
I don't know how long the opening statement went on for. Judging by how this next wave level looks, it looks like a question. And then it gets real big where I think Tomlin answers. Am I right on this? Okay. So this is...
let's get to the questions.
This is finally about headset issues, Gillette Stadium.
So in the ears?
I believe.
Mike, you mentioned the communication.
Oh, I was right. I can tell just by looking at the wave levels. This wouldn't be Tomlin talking at the beginning.
Mike, you mentioned the communication. Do you prepare for any headset issues, or how do you do so?
I'm not overly concerned about that. We have technicians in the league, also has technicians on site. That's their area of expertise. I'm going to worry about preparing and coaching the football team.
No. Another way of saying that is,
hell
no.
Yeah, I'm worried.
No, not worried about that.
We already found out what eligible technicians.
I mean, that was a brief answer. That was a pretty brief answer.
For him. For him.
His above the neck game is kind
of. Above the neck game. Do you think Brady knows?
How do you think Brady's game?
Do you think Brady knows that he's got a strong above the neck game?
Is he taking a shot at Brady's physique?
Do you think anyone's ever told him this? Tom, do you know that above the neck, your game is real nice?
He's taking a shot at Brady's physique.
Coach, do you have any thoughts on Brady's use of eligibles and the way he thinks about it?
He's very thoughtful about the utilization of his eligibles.
Thank you. I'm going to put that in my story.
Even though he didn't dismiss the communication stuff, he said, we have technicians on site. Even though it's a short answer, he still didn't dismiss it.
Yeah, he said he's not concerning himself with it, but he didn't say it won't be a problem.
Oh, he's not concerning himself with it, but I've thought of it enough to know that we're going to have technicians on site, and the league's going to have technicians on site.
He said that last time.
It's rolling around his brain somewhere.
I don't know.
No, he did say that.
It's somewhere in his mind above his neck.
It's funny how something always happens up here when we play up here. He said that after one of his post games. I don't know if it was the AFC title game or if it was one of the playoff games or it was just a regular season.
His above-the-neck game is.
Wonder how below the neck.
All right. Tom Brady. We've already heard him talking about the thoughtfulness of his eligibles.
He will be the one on the center.
About that.
Yeah.
This is just more about weapons, I believe.
Mike, if they change much year to year, do they change much year to year, or they just come out and do what they do?
Is that Marshall Hook? Marshall Hook at that press conference?
Wow, that's Mike, tell me what's happening.
Mike, if they change much year to year, do they change much year to year, or they just come out and do what they do?
I think that's relative to the weapons at his disposal, and they work to highlight the talents of those that he is working with. So, you know, if you have red paint, you paint your barn red.
Oh, here we go.
I like that.
Hey,
paint the floor red.
Good morning, football.
If you got red paint.
Football pigskin pal.
You paint your barn red. Although I would say red on a barn is sort of a classic barn color, right?
Yeah, it's.
You put that barn up there already.
I would say that would sort of be ideal. Red barn, sort of a classic color for a barn.
You know, if you have red paint, you paint your barn red. Their changes are centered around the strengths of the people that work with Tom Brady, but the consistency, the component of it that's unchanged is 12.
All right, that's not a bad answer.
I would say if you got blue paint, you paint your barn blue. That would mean you're sort of adapting.
That would have been a better metaphor.
You know,
better metaphor.
But is that a metaphor? If you have red paint, you paint your barn red.
Barns are red.
I know.
Paint the floor red.
Dad was painting the kitchen one day, and I saw that big creamy white bucket and just grabbed it and started drinking it, and.
That is grit personified.
Is it? Is it grit?
It's above the net game.
Is it grit? Drinking
anything
white
else
paint?
From Coach Tomlin?
Oh, yeah, we got plenty more.
Oh, you have more?
We'll do some of the.
You have more of this.
Tomlin. We will do that more next segment.
Head coach of the Steelers coming up after headlines with Hardy.
Hey, everyone. It's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B, member FDIC.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, guys, what do we got? We need a play here.
Okay, coach, this one can't lose. The play is...
Spike it!
Spike it? It's 3rd and 2. What the hell are you talking about?
No, that's not what I said. The play, it's...
It's two multiple.
Two multiple. Look, are you going to send me the name of one of our plays or what?
No siree, Bob.
Oh, okay. Well, you're fired. How's that feel?
Feels good.
That's from 2015, selling the headsets.
He was very upset about that after the game.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't that upset. Yeah. I played with his brother in college.
So he wasn't mad.
Yeah, he wasn't too bad.
All right, so Mike Tomlin, press conference today. Mm-hmm. We've already listened to him discussing, among other things, Tom Brady.
His above-the-net game is kind of... kind of exemplifies a guy that's probably been on his job for 20 years, you know?
Yeah, that's one. I've heard him talk about...
He's very thoughtful about the utilization of his eligibles.
Oh, okay.
I have never heard a term that way.
We've heard him talk...
We have now.
Heard him talk about the headset issue. He says, not a big deal.
I'm not overly concerned about that. We have technicians in the league, also has technicians on site.
Okay, so...
Okay, very good.
All set with that.
Also has technicians on site.
Brady using the weapons around him and the barn painting.
Thoughtfully.
Barn painting.
You know, if you have red paint, you paint your barn red.
Okay, so we got all that so
black,
far. Like,
what if you had black paint or yellow paint?
Then that would be what you paint it, right? Well, that's what he's trying to tell you, that you
like
adapt.
A Steeler barn then.
That the Patriots adapt. No matter what it is they have, they find a way to use it.
You have chicken salad, you make chicken.
But I just think saying, sandwiches. You know, you paint your barn red if you have red paint, that doesn't make a lot of sense. That's like saying, well, if you have a Hall of Fame receiver, you throw the ball to him. Well, yeah, no kidding. Obviously.
Okay, so this question is about Javon Hargrave. Okay. This is Tomlin now. Well, we'll hear the question.
Let's hear it.
Mike, what did you think of Hargrave's preseason in camp?
I thought he had a solid performance.
Did he even get the question? Or is that, Tom, did you edit that for us a little bit?
He had to cut it for time. And just remember, he's the nose tackle. He's the nose tackle.
Right. Mike, what did you think of Hargrave's preseason in camp?
I thought he had a solid performance in camp and in the preseason. I like how he continues to add to his portfolio.
Oh, he's a drawer. He paints.
He's an investor.
He's got a portfolio.
My dog goes UMass. He has a portfolio.
How he continues to add to his portfolio. I often kid him, you know, a nose guard is like Blockbuster Video. He better diversify, you know. Nose doesn't get an opportunity to play much. So he better reinvent himself as a sub-package rusher. And he has done that over the last couple of years.
So he has become more Netflix and less VHS then?
Certainly.
So you think Hargrave's one of those off-the-grid guys?
Wait, so he said he should become like Blockbuster Video. Blockbuster Video didn't diversify.
No, they're pretty much gone.
They
now.
Died 20 years ago.
Netflix diversified.
He said what he wants to say is you should become like Netflix.
Yes.
A Hulu.
Yes.
But Amazon Prime.
I don't think he got it right there.
He didn't say that. Well, we know he has an issue with his metaphors.
You know, if you have red paint, you paint your barn red.
Yes.
Well, yeah, obviously. A lot of
people go out of their way to get red paint, though. What are you trying to say, Coach?
This is what you're up against.
I don't know.
This is what you're up against.
You know, nose doesn't get an opportunity to play much.
I just Google imaged classic barn photo, and every single one of them is red. Like, that doesn't make sense, Coach, because if you had red paint for your barn, you're in luck. That's what you're looking for.
Paint your barn red.
Well, yeah, because normally you would paint the barn red.
Call you paint it if you don't have it.
Yeah, the barn is red. You want to paint it red.
A nose guard is like Blockbuster Video. He better diversify.
Well, Blockbuster should have diversified, but they didn't.
It's like Diversity Day.
He's got some bad analogies.
Is he secretly telling us they're not going to use a nose guard because they're out of business?
He just told you they're running a 4-3, and now they may go 4-2 nickel this whole game. Right now, we will not play a 3-4, which is predicated with the use of a nose tackle being in a two-shaded gap.
You aren't going to play much, Hargrave.
Well, what he did say, though, is that you've got to be able to do other things. You've got to be able to be sort of a special
Hargraves,
package rusher, which it makes sense. I mean, you got to be able to move around a little bit.
We looked at some of the stuff, and Hargraves on the outside along with Dupree. That's what he's talking about.
So I get what he's saying. He's making sense. It's just he uses interesting analogies that don't make a lot of sense.
Final cut here, talking about the atmosphere at Gillette Stadium. I believe we're going to get another metaphor.
Well, despite some of the issues you've had winning in that stadium, some of your veterans said this week that they really enjoy the atmosphere there. Like DeCastro says, he likes seeing the Revolutionary soldiers in the lighthouse. Pouncey said he likes the Bon Jovi on the loudspeaker. Is that kind of encouraging to hear that, even though they've had trouble winning there, that the atmosphere is not an issue?
That doesn't surprise me at all, man. Like, cooks like to be in the kitchen.
Oh, God, here we go.
Cooks like to be, do they?
Not really, if it's really hot in there. You ever see a cook in the kitchen, and they're just like, You ever go to your family's house at Thanksgiving and the one person's there cooking and they are just becoming an utter miserable nightmare because they got the apron on or sweating, trying to do this.
Tom had a good point. They like hearing the Bon Jovi. Isn't that when they score?
Yeah.
Cooks like to be in the kitchen.
And beans don't burn on the grill. It took a whole lot of try-in just to get up that hill. Now we're here in the big league. We're getting our turn at bat.
You know what I mean?
No. It's someone else's kitchen. Cooks like to be in their own kitchen. They know where everything is. They feel comfortable there.
These guys are competitors, man. That's a competitor's environment up there. So I'm not surprised by that at all.
Okay.
The soldiers.
You know, if you have red paint, you paint your barn red.
What do you paint the soldiers? What kind of color would you paint the soldiers and the guns? That lighthouse, boy, that's intimidating. That New England lighthouse.
A nose guard is like Blockbuster Video.
Well, if you diversify. I mean, and his portfolio has grown over the years.
Cooks like to be in the kitchen.
Cooks in the kitchen. Well, that's who's coming into Gillette Stadium Sunday night. Mike Tomlin. Now, having said all that, you still think he's a good coach?
Yeah,
I don't think he's as good as he was 2 years ago.
I think he's probably top five in the NFL.
I think he's good.
he's good for the league.
But again, a little bit the state of the league.
That's what you're up against.
I would think more of him had he been able to keep a couple of players, I guess, you know, in line in the right. We're just happier. It's part of these coaches' job to create an atmosphere where.
Get out of hand there.
Yeah, you're managing egos, you're managing players, you're managing personalities, and between Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown, he wasn't able to do it.
Think about that talent they had. All that talent on one huddle. And they reload, though. To their credit, they scout receivers and they reload. Connor's a good back. You know, they found a way to keep Ben and keep his head.
I think at some point, you know, a change of scenery might end up bolstering his coaching career. Might make him a better coach.
Well, if he figures out how the utilization of
I say it all the
what
time.
He's given.
It's hard to stay in the same place for a really long time. What Bill Belichick is doing here is near impossible.
Right.
To 20 years in the same spot. Sometimes you can go somewhere new and start over, and it helps you because it helps you just sort of reestablish and, you know, coaches move. He's been there a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, he's actually one of the better coaches in the league. But
I think if he has the right quarterback, he needs to find a quarterback that...
He's very thoughtful about the utilization of his eligibles.
If he can find that type of quarterback,
more importantly, he needs a guy with who's got a superior... how do they say it? Not below the neck. I think it's...
Between ears.
His above the neck.
There it is. His above the neck.
Or between his ears. Yeah.
He's going to get someone with the... Great above the neck game.
I want to talk about a potential nightmare next for Sunday.
A potential nightmare.
Yeah. For those Sunday. Of you going to the game or thinking about going down there.
For thinking, like if you're just casually thinking about going to the game?
Could be a perfect storm on Sunday.
Okay. A perfect storm.
I'd leave early.
Is this a traffic take?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's a traffic take.
I've got.
All right. No, it's an important public service announcement. We should get it out there.
And I think it ties into the entertainment potentially for Sunday. Yeah.
Let's do this.
I got something else for you.
Okay. Well,
I'll also tell you how you can get your tickets to the game.
We'll do the traffic thing. We're going to do it early and often. If we don't talk about it
the
now,
ceremony, it's just, everything?
He's going to be sitting on it for days. We'll just give him a.
Let's get it out of the way.
Let's get it out of the way now.
Yeah, and I'll also tell you how you can win tickets. Again, more chances to win tickets right here on the Sports Hub with another chance coming up on this very show today at 1:30. We'll tell you all about it coming up next.
Hey, everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Never tailgated.
What's that charterroy they called it? They cut up board with the cheeses and charterroy.
Schadenfreude. Yeah.
No. Try it again.
No, it's Schadenfreude.
What is it? Schadenfreude. Chicanery.
Here's the word.
Charcuterie.
You're gonna read it. We had some charcuterie dropped off at the station today. Chef Douglas Williams was kind enough to drop off all kinds of charcuterie for all of our friends here at 98.5 The Sports Hub. Chef Douglas Williams from Mida Boston, 782 Tremont Street in the South End. Mida Boston, that's M-I-D-A Boston.com is where you can find them online.
True talker, bro. Well, he brought Aaron City rice.
So I just handed Zoe the menu. I said, why don't you read us some of those items on there, Zoe? You're well-versed in the charcuterie.
Aaron City rice fritters? Just call them rice balls, Italian rice balls. Right? Everybody knows what a rice ball is. Now it's all fancy, like Aaron City.
He's reading the starters off the menu.
Prato di Antipasto. Prato di Antipasto.
You got it.
Yeah.
Schadenfreude. Not Schadenfreude, not Corduroy the brown bear either, little bear.
Oh, Corduroy.
So if I understand this correctly, Jim.
Prosciutto, like Ken would say.
Douglas Williams heard Zoe mispronounce charcuterie so badly and butcher it so badly. He said, I need to bring these guys some charcuterie.
He said, we're known for that. We should bring them some.
Awesome. Again,
it's very good.
Mida Boston, the charcuterie selection was unbelievable.
Marinated olives?
Delicious. People from all over the building coming over to sample.
They sure did.
What else is
on there, Zoe? Anything else you want to share with the class?
Let me pick one or two.
Calamari frittes.
Oh. Give him something you can read there.
Riscotta capellici. Riscotto capellici.
It's ricotta.
It's not ricotta.
Okay.
All right. He misspelled it. R-I-C-O-T-T-A. Ricotta. Ricotta scapolici. Just give me the cheese balls.
Yeah.
It's Italians.
I believe it's ricotta capolacci.
So it goes, I don't know how to say it, but I know it's good.
It's good. That's right. They call it the sauce and not the gravy. They got the best ice cream too. Neapolitanis. You don't have a lot of Italians in Quincy, do you? You got a lot of Italians in Quincy?
Of course.
Yeah, you do. Quincy, very diverse.
Absolutely.
Yeah. See, we got Luciano's out by us and Cafe Assisi's. We have a couple Italian joints. What else you got in there, Hardy? What is it? Schadenfreude.
When the stars make you drool, just like a pasta.
Ricotta gnocchi.
Oh, you got it!
I love gnocchi. Ricotta gnocchi. You thought you were going to trip me up with the gnocchi.
I was trying to.
Nipped.
Jinichi.
Chuchakaburi.
Check out Mita Boston.
But, thank you very much for the charcuterie board.
That's right. Website again, MIDA. Mm. That's MitaBoston.com.
Might have been here a long time waiting to get in that place.
All right, let's get to your all nightmare right. scenario. What's your nightmare scenario for Sunday night? So, by the way, we have another pair of tickets for the game that we're going to give away at 1:30.
Come on!
So the weather for Sunday, 74 degrees, gorgeous, sunny, perfect tailgating day.
Okay. Yeah.
So for anybody to think that they are going to venture towards the Foxborough area, maybe around 495, 2495, that whole area as you head into Foxborough, right, Gillette Stadium. We were running an advertisement for a concert. It also is taking place Sunday night at the Xfinity Center. Meek Mill and Future will be performing with YT, Mustard, and Mega Me Stallion.
Y&T? The old metal band?
Nope, YT.
Oh.
I think it's just YT. Mustard and Mega Me Stallion.
Mustard plug? Ska band?
At the exact same time you're kicking off.
You still reading the menu over there?
So we got a big hip-hop concert taking place 5 miles from Sunday night football at the exact same time. Plan accordingly. Because 495 could be a nightmare.
So Meek Mill's in town the night of the opening night?
How convenient. The man that was freed, helped to be freed by Mr. Kraft, is performing in a concert 5 miles away from Gillette Stadium. Gee, Hardy, I wonder if that back road that heads to your house, you know, the back road to Canton to get 95, wonder if you could shuttle him with a state police escort over to the Xfinity Center to make sure he meets his showtime after he performs the pregame. Now, I don't know any of this. I would just put two and two together. Gee, since they're in the same vicinity.
Let me ask you something.
Sure.
Meek Mill, does he move the needle for the home opener crowd at Gillette Stadium?
I don't believe he does.
Meek Mill could walk in here right now and how we'd like the charcuterie board, and I would say, wonderful. Are you the chef? I don't know from Meek Mill.
You would recognize him?
No.
Oh, Mr. Kraft. I would recognize him, but
Mr. Kraft has that dog bone.
I don't think he moves the needle of a national crowd.
That dog bone chain. Get the team fired up. I know that. I'd be fired up that Meek Mill's doing our opener.
Is Jay-Z providing the entertainment for the opener? Is Chris Lane under Jay-Z's umbrella?
Chris Lane's tomorrow night.
Yeah, I saw that Chris Lane is doing the concert, and I thought,
Max
that doesn't
Lane.
Seem like a...
That's a Pepsi vehicle,
that doesn't
it?
Seem yeah. like a Jay-Z act.
That's a texture can cross-promotion.
Laces can.
Laces.
Yeah, I'm just wondering...
Laces who, out?
Is Jay-Z providing the acts on Sunday night or not? That's all.
Well, he'd be more of a Thursday night, like, league opener type of gig, wouldn't
that's
he?
What I was wondering.
Sunday night game, though, I could see Jay-Z's involvement in that.
When does Jay-Z get to pick the music?
What if you had a stage
and
set
which
up?
Team is Jay-Z getting an ownership stake in? We still don't have the answer to that question.
Are Jay-Z and Meek Mill affiliated anyway?
I don't know.
In terms of the music business?
I'm not.
Would one not like to share the stage with the other? Or what if they put a little stage, like in that elevated... drawbridge area where the bridge is, and about 50 minutes before kick, when Brady runs out, they fireworks come out. There's Jay-Z.
Meek Mill and Jay-Z,
and he does the live
PSA. All right,
starting to Brady's song. And it's all right, him singing.
I can see his involvement. What I know a Meek Mill song.
Jay-Z and Meek Mill launched a record label together in July.
Oh, so they are.
Give me some.
In his first move as part of the NFL, he. Meek Mill, Jay-Z has announced Meek Mill and Meghan Trainor will do a concert in Chicago Thursday night.
Well, it's all about the base.
Before the game in Chicago.
No trouble.
Very little trouble.
Grant Park, not stadium, Grant Park.
All right, so Meek Mill is on that national stage already for the NFL on Thursday.
And that answers your question. Jay-Z is already involved in the performers
Thank
for
you.
Thursday night.
Thank you for all those answers,
we're kind of putting
Jim.
This all together.
I want to know.
They roll them out again on Sunday night?
Allow me to introduce myself.
I want to know if there's a Meek Mill song that I know.
Of course there is.
There is. If Jim will play him, you'll recognize the song.
All right. Maybe after the headlines.
Okay. Hardy has headlines.
I don't know who's Mustard.
Hardy has headlines.
A rapper named Mustard.
90 seconds. No commercials here. Just the headlines. Fourth and final hour is on the way. And again, tickets for Patriots Steelers.
Half hour.
A half hour from now. That chance is coming up. At 1:30, there's also a chance to win on Felger and Mass today as well. A lot of chances to win today on the Sports Hub, so don't miss any of them. Again, no commercials here. We're right back.
Hey, everyone. It's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. You still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. Member FDIC.